High School Radio. Some Van Halen. That's where we are. We're right now, Ted. We are right now at Lower Cape May High School.
And the Kurtz has been nice enough to come by and join us. Kurtz, how does this compare to the build-up of this game last year, getting ready to play Lower Cape May?
This has been a month-long build-up, a lot of expectations. I think last year we didn't pay as much attention and get so concerned as we should have, and I think we've been focusing maybe even since last summer on this game.
They have a player in Lauren Holden who scored 41 points against you last year. She's their all-time leading scorer. What, any special plans, anything we should look out for defensively against her tonight?
We spent a lot of time breaking down film and watching their set, so the girls knew, you know, had a general idea where the screens would be and what kind of things they're looking to accomplish. We worked on hedging out on the screens, worked on the help being there, obviously most of it focusing on her. But I just think we're a lot more prepared this year than we were last year.
Matt, you had an interesting question I'd like you bring up about their two losses.
Yeah, Coach, we were talking earlier about this. Both their losses to Ocean City and Lauren Holden held to 10 points in one, 11 points in another. I mean, do you know, did Ocean City do anything in particular to her? Did she have a bad shooting game? Do you have any idea?
We kind of made our game plan off the blueprint that they set.
Okay.
I feel like, we watched them. They played man. They had help. She's going to get points, but obviously they've shown that it's possible to hold her to, you know, under 20 points. So we're kind of modeled off what they did.
And was the key, I think, you know, we talked about it a little bit, the way the help defense, and you have a very team-oriented approach here, but defending her as a team?
It's going to be a team effort, and we flat out explain that to the girls. Whatever defense we pick, whoever we put on her, is not going to be able to stop her. It's going to be all of us, you know, making a concerted team effort to slow her down and make things difficult for her.
Let's talk about offense. How's Sterling going to score tonight? What's the outlook?
Well, the number one thing for me is that we have to make sure we don't turn the ball over. I think Lower Cape May is going to look to press us, and we have to get the ball across half court, and then obviously we're going inside of Jordan because they don't have anything size-wise that can compete. If they're going to double down on her and pay a ton of attention to her in the paint, then we have girls that can shoot. So we're going to try to be balanced like we always do going off of Jordan.
Coach, if you look at one X factor for tonight's contest, who do you look at, whether it's a bench player or a starter? What's the X factor for tonight?
I would like to say that the X factor is going to be Sabrina Shinkowitz. We practiced, you know, the Lower Cape May plays, and my husband's when Tim stepped in as Lauren Holden, and it was obvious that Sabrina, I don't know if it's a soccer player in her, but was able to slip through the screens, was able to stick with her. So, you know, I'm hoping that defensive adjustment works for us tonight.
What's the girls' mentality coming into this game between the bus ride, what they're going through here right now?
They're pumped up. They're ready to go. I think there'll be nerves, but I don't think they're anxious. I don't think they're worried. I don't think they're intimidated. They were really pumped up when the bus ride first started. By the time we hit the expressway, they were sleeping. And then when they felt the bus slow down, then they were up. So, you know, I think they're ready to go. I think they feel prepared. We watched a ton of films over the past couple of days. We're right where we want to be.
Coach, best of luck going forward. You got about 45 minutes till tip off. Let you go be with your team, and thank you for joining us.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, Coach. Good luck. All right, that's going to do it for this part of the show. Ted, we're going to thank Coach McDonald for taking a few minutes pregame. Not a lot of coaches would do this pregame, but it's nice for her to come up.
We have Coach McPherson here, and in case you don't know, Coach McPherson won a volleyball state championship.
Is that true?
You did.
That is accurate.
I know you know. What is going through, you know, it's amazing how relaxed Kate just seems in talking to us right there. What was going through your mind as you were getting ready, even the South Jersey or the regional, you know, championship?
Well, it depends. If you're going to ask me the first time I got there, I was, especially the state championship, I was nervous as anything. I wouldn't say that to your face, but looking back, I was pretty scared. Not scared, nervous. But this is her second time back, and I think that's why she's a little, you know, a little more loose. The second, third time I was there, it was just like, okay, I've been here before. I know what to expect, and let's just go. Let's get started.
How important is it getting a team off to a good start in a big game like this? Do we overemphasize that, or is that a factor in this?
Not at all. It's huge. I don't know if you heard me. I was actually talking to Kevin a little bit before, about a half hour ago, about that. I think that's one of the keys to the game. I mean, if you just get off to a good start, it kind of eases the nerves and the anxiety, and you're like, okay, we're going. We got a little lead here, and you're not playing catch-up. If the other team jumps out on you, now all of a sudden maybe you're doubting a little bit what you're doing. You're playing catch-up, and you tense up a little bit, and I think it just gets worse.
being on the road so much, do you think that this is the first road game for the girls in probably over 2 weeks? Being the number two seed, did that play? You think that has any factor in this at all? You know, long bus ride. Lower Cape May just kind of has to roll out of their last class and right into their own gym.
I personally, my own experience is I can't really speak to that because volleyball is a sport where we traveled all the time, so it really didn't affect us. But I would think. I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, they got here in plenty of time to shake the bus ride off. They've been warming up and shooting around for a good deal of time. So I would like to say it's not going to affect them, but that's something that we'll have to see.
They appear to be as loose, Kevin, as I've ever seen this team. They're talking to the fans. They're having a good time. I mean, as a coach, you like the kids to be focused, but they're relaxed.
Yeah, I think this is a group of girls. Just in talking to the coach and some of the girls, they're embracing this opportunity. And they've done their due diligence now. We talked about coach watching films, a lot of the kids watching films, and they're more ready than I think you could ever be. And especially, we talked about, as a coach, you could preach to the kids what this team and Lauren Holden's like, but actually seeing her is probably one of the best things for Coach McDonald, knowing that her team has actually seen her in person, can correct some of the mistakes they made in person. You're just not just watching another team on film. And I think that's going to be a very big key starting out, and probably one of the reasons why you're looking at a more relaxed team tonight, I think.
I just wanted to find out if Tim McDonald had to wear a wig when he was playing Lauren Holden.
Tim McDonald, a big guy.
Very tall.
Very, very big guy. But the fan bus has now arrived. This just in, breaking news. Looks like the fan bus arrived, which is a good thing because for the Bridgeton game, they were about a quarter and a half late. So the looks like the fan bus has arrived. They're sitting directly to our right. And we also have another radio station across the way from us here.
Yeah, there's the local radio station out of the Cape May areas here. The gym is a little bigger. If you remember watching on TV the championship game we had with the boys with Burlington County Tech, that went about five rows or six rows high. We're maybe 12 rows high on both sides. The walls are tight. But again, there's more than enough room to operate in here. And they did put the air on, thank God, because it was hot when we first walked in here. But
it's much better looking over there, not seeing Strauss sitting on top of your lap like that.
That was rough.
We were jammed in there pretty good.
The scorer's table is actually right in front of us, and it's right on the sideline as well. So you are pretty much, the fans are right on top of the action here, and it's a low ceiling, not like we're used to with Sterling, but it's a should be a great, they have nice, real nice banners hanging up around the gym about Century Club from baseball and softball and lacrosse and all sorts of stuff around the school. So we landed here. We made it. It's a good time. And we are about 40 minutes or so away from first tip. What we'll do is we'll get off to a quick break. When we come back from the break, we'll have some more pregame talk. I'd like to thank again Coach McDonald for joining us. She's with her team now, getting everybody all ready to go. We're about 40 minutes away from the opening tip. You're listening to live coverage of the South Jersey Group 2 Girls Final between Lower Cape May and Sterling. We'll be back right after this.
WSHS Sterling High School Radio, Mr. K, Mr. McPherson, Mr. Strauss, Mr. Schulz, broadcasting live here from Lower Cape May, home of the Caper Tigers. They are the number one seed. Sterling, the number two seed. The game up at 7 o'clock. The winner will be the South Jersey champion. If Sterling would win it, it would be the first one for Coach McDonald. I know she's waited a long time for this. She's had some outstanding teams. She's come very close. The last time they came this close in the game was a game at Sterling that we broadcast on Channel 19. And Matt, I don't know if you remember the game or if you can go back to that a little bit. It was a very tough game for Sterling.
It was a tough one. I remember I was her assistant coach at the time. We had some opportunities early on. We missed a couple easy layups in the beginning, and then it goes back to getting out to that fast start. We had a chance to put that team, not away, but we had a chance to build a little lead on that team. And instead of being up 4-6, found ourselves down 4-6, and you're constantly fighting back. I don't remember her name, but they had a girl who could just shoot the lights out. She was dropping threes. I think as a team they were 23 of 25 from the foul line or something like that. They were a good team, but I would definitely like to see that game if we made those couple of easy baskets in the beginning in the first quarter.
How big is momentum in this? You guys, Matt, you mentioned this against the game against Williamsburg, that there was opportunities that you guys missed. You guys lost that game 44-36 just 2 years ago. How big is momentum, especially on the road?
Well, the game I was talking about was against Point Pleasantboro.
Oh, Point Pleasantboro.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
That's the Willingboro game. That was a game where, I mean, there were momentum shifts in that game. That was a game. They were. I wouldn't say they were similar to Lower Cape May, but they had one star as Lower Cape May does. And we did, the girls did a real nice job on her defensively. She still got her points, but we had a couple. We were tied with them midway through the fourth quarter, and then they hit a little burst of momentum, and that was really the game. We had a bad turnover late in the fourth quarter. Which kind of led to a three-point play and turned a two-point deficit to a five-point deficit. And then next thing you know, we're down eight, and it just kind of, you know, it all ended there. But you're right, Rob, that the momentum just shifted at that point, and it's huge.
And it becomes very important as a coach to identify when is the momentum kicking in against us and knowing when to call that timeout.
Absolutely, absolutely. Especially, you know, in an atmosphere like this, we're watching the crowd file in, and I'd say we're probably over half full already. We're still 35 minutes away from tip-off. This place is going to be loud, you know.
Another interesting point, Rob, is the Sterling girls have shot continually now for a good half an hour. The Lower Cape May girls, they've been off the court now at least 20 minutes.
Yeah, and Lauren Holden came out and warmed up a little bit. She was kind of shooting some shots by herself and then disappeared. Team came out for a real quick 15, 20-minute warm-up, and they have been off the floor since about almost a full half hour, and Sterling still out shooting around and having a good time, and they're loose. Like Kate said, they're loose. They're ready to go.
And again, I guess Matt, that's the difference in philosophies. I guess coach is going over strategy. If you were Lower Cape May, we're Sterling. They know what to do. Coach McDonald just staying on the bench amongst herself. And interesting how two philosophies go at it here.
That's a philosophy. I say to my kids all the time when they're taking a test in class. If you're sitting here staring at that paper, it's not going to come to you how to do it. If you didn't study it last night, it's not all of a sudden going to come to you. So she feels that she's prepared her girls for this moment, and you know, nothing she's going to say, you know, a half hour before the. I'm sure she's going to bring them in and talk to them, but doesn't need any lengthy discussion to talk about what they're going to go over.
Schulze, you got a chance to walk in with Coach Jones. I just got a chance to talk to him. You got any good morsels for us?
Well, he might come up here, but I know, you know, in talking to him prior during the week, he saw the Middle Township Lower Cape May game, and he said the girl that defended Lauren Holden in that game might be quicker than anybody we had, but he said what the difference is when he looked at our team, he felt like, and we keep saying it, our ability to use the help defense come over. He felt like we could do a much better job defending her as a team, and he felt like that was going to be the key. I talked to him. He said he's going to be with the team for a little bit. They're going to go in. Possibly when they come out, he might be able to come up and join us.
And we are about a little over a half hour away from tip-off as the fans continue to fly in here, and we are in the middle of nowhere. We are at exit zero on the turnpike, or on the parkway, rather.
I thought they were joking when they said exit zero, but it literally says exit zero as you come down here.
It does. A little sign says, thank you for traveling the Garden State Parkway.
And then you make a right. And then, because if you go any further, you're in the Delaware Bay, and subsequently the ocean, which in the middle of March is not a good thing, but maybe a couple months from now might be nice.
Yeah,
but
really.
Right now, it's raining on the way down here. Hopefully everybody gets down here safely. If you're driving down here, just be safe getting down here. And you better hurry up because there is limited room as we look over to the other side. It's really starting to fill up quick.
And there's a line out there. I was out in the hallway. And it's, like you said, Rob, going to quickly fill up here. And just an outstanding atmosphere.
And it is going to be, it's definitely going to be a home crowd. What they've done here, the athletic director has, there are four sets of bleachers. One set of bleachers is for Sterling. The other three sets of bleachers are for Lower Cape May. So it's definitely going to be a home court advantage, and maybe that's why Coach has them out here as long as she does. Coach McDonald, get used to it. You're not going to be the favorite team when you're out here taking the floor today.
Well, you knew they were going to have a pretty good home court advantage because if you remember last year, they traveled pretty well.
Yeah.
And coming that long distance, I mean, they had a decent-sized group of people that were very vocal, very, very noisy, and so it only enhances it, obviously, being on your home court.
And how about it for Ms. Shinkowitz trying to win the doubleheader of championships, Rob?
Yeah, I brought this up on the car ride down here that Sabrina Shinkowitz won her South Jersey Group 2 title in soccer against Point Pleasant Borough back in November, and now she has an opportunity to go 2 for 2 in South Jersey Group 2 title games, and we were trying to figure out the last Sterling athlete to go 2 for 2 to win 2 South Jersey Group 2 championships in the same season. And we can't drum one up. The only one we thought of was Art Ellis way back in 06 or 05. And
he
didn't do that either. So
and Max, speaking of Sabrina, Coach mentioned she could be an X factor in this game. She could be somebody defensively, especially.
She's looking to, like she said, Tim, a.k.a. Lauren Holden. Sabrina did the best job guarding Tim in practice, which let me tell you, I've guarded Tim. That's not an easy thing to do. He's a heck of a basketball player. We'll see. We'll see if she comes out here and has some success against Lauren.
Sterling probably going to go with the same starting four: Dom Budd, Chanel Robinson, Brenna Lambert, Loey Naomi Carter, and Jordan Wallace. And that'll probably be their starting five. Still waiting on the starters for Lower Cape May. But, Tad, we should have a mic hooked up to the PA announcer here and should be able to hear the...
Yeah, that's another unusual thing. We found the PA announcer. We're up at the top of the bleachers, about 10 rows from the floor at the top. He's going to be about 15 feet to our left. So we're going to hold hands with him and do the starting lineups tonight.
So what we'll do, we'll get off to a quick break. When we get back from the break, more pregame information. We'll have some good little morsels. We'll see if we can get Coach Jones on here for a few minutes. But right now, live coverage from the South Jersey Group 2 Championship. Sterling, Lower Cape May, coming up in just a few minutes, right after this. Sterling High School Radio, some neon trees there with Animal right here. On Sterling High School Radio, we are broadcasting live from Lower Cape May Regional High School. Rob Strauss, Kevin Schulz, Tad Kozineski, and we are bringing you live coverage of the Sterling girls versus Lower Cape May Regional Caper Tigers. And we do have starters. Tad, you go down and get starters.
Yes, we do. Your starters for Lower Cape May tonight will be number 1, Lizzie Selecki. She's a junior. Number 2, Madison Gibson. She's a senior. Number 3, Rian Young. She's a senior. Number 10, Carrie Wonder, she's a senior. And, of course, number 12, Lauren Holden, also a senior. Don't forget, Lower Cape May, the number 1 seed, comes into this game 27-2. There are only 2 losses with Ocean City.
Not a lot of upsets here in this South Jersey Group 2 final. I mean, unless you would consider Deptford. The Deptford game was the 11 seed, which they upset Haddonfield in the quarters. And that brought the Deptford Spartans to Sterling last Saturday. And Sterling handled them, pulled away in the second half. But that was a pretty good Deptford team, Schulz. We got to do that game on Saturday. Pretty scrappy Deptford team for an 11 seed.
Definitely made some runs, got the score close. But we talked about it. I think the most impressive thing on Sterling's end was that when they needed something, whether it be a defensive stop, a steal, a basket at a key time in the game, it seems like they were able to get it from all 5 or 6 people, with people coming off the bench on the floor, from different people coming up at big times. And that's another reason why you're looking at this team, and we keep going back to the team aspect of it. They all feel like, and they all have been, a big part of the success that they've had this year.
Well, Sterling still on the floor shooting and shooting around. They've been doing this for about an hour and change here, Matt. Is this a good thing to do at this point? You want them to get nice and loose, but you think, at what point do you let it go a little bit and just let them relax and then get ready for the game? I mean, I guess if they're loose, they're real loose right now.
I mean, Kate obviously has a plan, and you know, I'm not going to argue with her plan.
Absolutely.
She's been doing it longer than I have, and you know, it's a long bus ride, and it's, you know, you can't underestimate, as we see him go off the floor.
And now I say that. They must have heard me.
Yeah, you can't underestimate that kind of a bus ride on you know, the legs. And like Kate said, you know, I don't know if she said it on air, but she said the girls, you know, slept a little bit and then they woke up and, you know, whatever. You just want to get them loose and you know, just, like I said, shake off that bus ride and you know, get them ready.
Yeah, they'd have to be loose by now.
Yeah, I would hope so. The Lower Cape May Regional sideline is, or at least the stands, are about 90% full at this point. And the Sterling side, pretty well represented here for a Tuesday night. The Superfan bus arrived about a half hour ago, but we are kind of sandwiched in between the Sterling fans, and on our left is going to be the Caper Tiger fans. Also some board members in attendance tonight. Miss Baricki in here.
Yeah, she did sat right in front of us with her husband here. They're hanging out. Again, I put a shout out to their AD. Mark Schiffer-Bauer has done a great job of housing us up here, took care of us, made us feel at home, and like I said, so far, we're off to a good start. The game obviously won't start for another 25 minutes, but everyone's in place, just kind of friendly right now, but it'll turn quickly in about a half an hour.
And Matt, I was talking to you a little bit earlier off air about some of the atmospheres that you've been in as both a as a young buck and also a coach, and we were talking about some of the great atmospheres that you've been around in your tenure here as your basketball career, coaching career goes. You brought up Camden.
Camden High, my father was athletic director at Camden High for years, and as a youngster, I went to all their games. It was just all the way up through, you know, till I was in high school. Even when I was in high school, went to a lot of their games. And just some of their home games against Woodrow Wilson or, you know, DeMatha High School came in there from out of Maryland. I mean, you talk about you couldn't move in the stands. I mean, it was standing room only and crowds just chanting. And it was like, and those were all regular season games. It was like, that was like a state championship game. The
Cameron
way the
Indoor
were,
Stadium
unbelievable. Anybody who's ever seen any Camden basketball, old-time Camden basketball games, all you got to say to them is you want the high, and they'll finish it with you got the high.
And speaking of the high, they did in Haddonfield season last night. The Haddonfield team and the run of the DePersia brothers for 4 years, as many divisions as they won, they were never able to win a South Jersey championship. And, of course, Sterling one of those years knocked them out.
Well, I was just going to say, you talk about, Rob, you guys were talking about great atmospheres. Of course, Matt, you mentioned Camden. One of the great games, Tad, you and I were at this one. Rob, you guys were at, and Matt, you were at the girls game when we were doing this, but one of the great atmospheres that we were in over the last couple of years was the Haddonfield Sterling game at Haddonfield. Just an old-fashioned gym. You talk
boys
about
game.
The gyms with character. The two groups of super fans across from each other, it's almost like they were on top of each other, and what a great atmosphere. What a great win for Sterling. Probably one of the bigger wins for Sterling boys basketball in recent times, and you know, in the last 5-6 years, obviously, you know, you go back further than that, they accomplished a lot of big things under Coach Bill Hiltner, but just a great atmosphere, and you know, this looks to be one of those types of atmospheres here tonight as we look at the girls warming up.
Well, again, our Sterling girls, they weren't even in there 5 minutes, Matt, and they're up there, they're doing their layups now.
Yeah, I mean, I think it goes back to they really know this team that they're going up against. You know, I'm sure Coach reminded them their responsibilities defensively and what Lower Cape May is going to look to do. But, you know, they look prepared. They look ready to go. And, you know, Tad, piggybacking off of something you said a minute ago, how, you know, the DePersia brothers, you know, will end their basketball career without winning a South Jersey championship, which you can't underestimate just the accomplishment of this. How good those DePersia brothers were and to never achieve this. It's just unbelievable, and there's so many. That's what I used to tell my girls when I coach. There's so many great players throughout high school that will never get to experience winning something like this, and it just makes it so special.
Looks like we're gonna get Mr. Jones join us right here. Mr. Jones, the assistant coach here at Sterling. Well, you got to see this team play. You're the one who's seen them play this year. What can you tell us about this Lower Cape May team?
Lauren Golden is as good as build. She's all that. As good as she was last year against us. I think she was better when I saw her on Saturday. She's impossible to stop one-on-one, so we're going to have a lot of help defense for whoever's on her when we play man. When we play zone, we're going to have to make sure that the back line is able to get out to the perimeter on the shooters and make sure that we don't allow her to drive when she does, you know, shot fake and drives to the basket. Somebody's got to be there.
Offensively, what do you think our best game plan is offensively against this team?
Well, I mean, obviously, we have the height. We have the height advantage, so if we can pound the ball into Jordan, that's going to help us. And I think they're gonna do something to try and take Jordan out of the game. They'll probably either run a 2-3 where they can front her and have another girl help him behind, or they might just flat out work some kind of double team with her and kind of leave Chanel Robinson open, in which case Chanel's got to bury the shot if they're going to leave her. Other than that, when we kick the ball out to the perimeter, I like our chances with Lowy and Brenna shooting. It's going to be a great game. And I think Dom, the biggest key of the game, I think, is going to be Dom beating Holden and being able to run our offense. Because last year, she really pestered Dom, and we couldn't really get our offense running.
We had some problems against the full court press parts of our last game. Are they going to full court press us, you think? And if so, what's the key?
I would expect they're going to try just about everything. they would be wise to try and press us because, again, if you can give us trouble getting the ball up the floor, then there's less chance that we're going to be able to feed the ball to Jordan. So they're going to try and do whatever they can to try and, you know, pick up steals, cause turnovers before we get the ball, you know, in position to run our offense.
Chris, we're less than 20 minutes away. We're going to let you get back to the bench. Best of luck, and hopefully we get to talk to you after the game.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much, Chris. Chris Jones, assistant coach here at Sterling High. He sat and watched them firsthand. As you can hear in the background, Rob, Lower Cape May has taken the floor for the first time in about a good half an hour, 40 minutes, and a little bit of response from the crowd, but everybody's business right now.
Yeah, it's going to be an electric atmosphere here, especially when we talked about the closed gym a little bit. The one thing that I wanted to ask Jonesy before he took off, and maybe you guys can help out with this a little bit, how important free throws are. We talk about how important the special teams game is with the kickers and stuff in football, how that can be almost an X factor. Sterling, hot and cold at times when it comes to the free throw line. They need to be hot tonight.
Absolutely tonight. And we've seen, obviously, in the games we've had this year and really basketball in general, that's how you close out games. And free throws, as important as they are throughout a game, towards the end of a game in that the second half and as you get into the fourth quarter, that's where teams end up winning from the free throw line. So you're right, Rob. That's definitely going to be a key.
I think last time Sterling met these Lower Cape May Caper Tigers, Lori Holden was 14 of 16 from the line, and she had 12 points in the first quarter, all beyond the arc, and en route to her 41 points.
Well, we were watching her shoot beforehand, and it was just one free throw right after another, in addition to then going out from the three-point line and hitting one basket after another.
Well, you heard Chris Jones mention how when he saw her, she liked to do the little shot fake and drive and pull up in the basket. And if she's knocking down threes, that just makes it so much easier because you got to come out and pressure that three-pointer. She puts a little shot fake up. She can go right by you for a pull-up, you know, maybe 15-footer.
Well, that's it, Matt. You mentioned that. You know, the best thing you can have in conjunction with a good outside shot is that quick first step. We're watching her shoot the outside shot, but she also was practicing that first step. You know, the repetition you saw right there in practice carries over, like you see with a lot of great players, with what they're able to do in a game.
Something that's interesting as we watch Lower Cape May warm up, the entire team has their warm-ups on except for Lauren Holden. She's in her game uniform. Not that it means anything, just, you know, letting people know, helping to paint the scene. And, you know, if you're a Sterling fan, you know who she is right away as soon as you walk into the gym.
Well, she didn't have it on the entire time she warmed up either. So she's been on the court, you know, as long, like you said, as soon as Sterling got here and started shooting, she was there warming up, and she didn't have the warm-up on. She hasn't put it on yet.
Can you imagine the amount of pressure that's on her tonight? She knows she has to not only have a good game, she has to have a great game for her team to win.
Well, that's another thing. I know we talked about a key, Matt, you mentioned it, in this game is for either team to get up in a hurry, to get up on top of the other team, get the lead early. On the other end, you're Sterling, you get up on a lead early. What kind of pressure is that for Lower Cape May coming in here as the number one seed, being the home team, if they get behind early?
Yeah, Rob, there's going to be a lot of pressure on this Lower Cape May team tonight.
Yeah, and especially in a packed gym with all the fans around, and I think we talked to one of the ESPN guys who's across the way broadcasting. He said this is the big game in town, in the area, because there's really not much else going on. It's very start of spring sports, so this is like probably the last winter event of the winter season. And the winner of this game will move on to face the Central Jersey Group 2 champion, which will be on, I believe we looked it up, I think it was Thursday,
I believe is what we said the next one is.
Wow.
We'll double check that.
We'll double check it.
With Mr. Sheen in front. Maybe we'll check
it. Oh, they play on Thursday?
Yeah.
I thought you meant the Central Jersey Championship game was Thursday. Okay.
Nah, I believe if you win this one, I believe the next one is Thursday.
That makes sense.
The next one, we believe after that, if there is a state championship game, we think is Sunday.
But we'll verify that. Even in general, at this point, you get to a South Jersey final, there's only so many teams playing in boys and girls basketball, so obviously with the way things are in this day and age, it'll get a lot of attention on Twitter with all the updates and all the attention you'd normally get from that.
I'm sorry, Matt, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, but you know, Ted, going back to something you and Rob were saying about the pressure that Lower Cape May is going to have, you know, home crowd, number one seed. You know, I talked earlier about Sterling's last time they were in the Group 2 South Jersey Championship, and we were the number one seed. We lost to it when we were at home, and that may have contributed to a lot of those easy baskets that we missed early on. We may have just been under a lot of pressure, nerves. You know?
some updates from around the league, from some finals coming in. Paulsboro defeats Shalik 81-59. The Red Raiders win the South Jersey Group 1 title. And Shawnee downs Lenape 49-38 for their second straight South Jersey Group 4 title. So all of the title town, big title night. We'll see who comes out with the title tonight. It's either going to be Lower Cape May or Sterling from here. Let's hope it's the blue and silver here tonight.
Yeah, we're about 14 minutes away. The referees have now taken the court, and things are getting a little serious now.
So what we'll do is we'll get off to a quick break. When we get back from the break, some more live action here from Sterling. We're Lower Cape May. So used to saying that. Lower Cape May High School, we're about 13 minutes away from tip-off. You're listening to live coverage on Sterling High School Radio, the South Jersey Group 2 Girls Final. We're back right after this. Sterling looking to do just that, get in the Hall of Fame, as they are about 10 minutes away from taking on the Lower Cape May Regional Caper Tigers in the South Jersey Group 2 Final. Rob Strauss, Tad Kozineski, Kevin Shules, Matt McPherson bringing you all the action live right here on Sterling High School Radio. Guys, we've been here for probably a good 2.5 hours. It was quiet when we walked in here. It's not quiet now.
Yeah, you got it. The capacity crowd, they just about have everyone squeezed in here. Last few people coming through the door. The athletic director told us it would be a closed gym, and we're just about at that point right now.
Yeah, not much more room left to fit people in. You got the music playing. We're at the 10-minute mark. Referees checking the lineup. We're almost ready to go here.
Kevin, I mean, you've been to a lot of games over the. We've been doing games together for probably 9-10 years now. This has the makings of being one of those memorable nights that will go down in Sterling history.
Absolutely. I mean, you have two teams that are veteran teams, outstanding teams. I know. You know, we talked back about that last trip we took to the championship in the boys basketball. Kind of a situation, and we weren't expecting it, where you were going against a superior team. You had a couple Division I guys, and you know, Sterling had a great year that year, but really went into a game where you were overmatched. With all the talk about this game and really looking at both these teams, two very evenly matched teams, and has the makings of a game that's going to be maybe a 3-4-5 point swing either way throughout. And a game where there's very little margin for error.
And bringing up a point you guys mentioned a minute ago, if it is one of those games at 3-4-5 points, foul shots could be extremely critical.
Yep.
Sterling, for the most part, has done a decent job with their foul shots throughout this playoff run. But again, when you're at home, shooting foul shots are a little bit easier than when you're on the road with three-quarters of the fans against you. Right now, the captains are meeting at midcourt, if you will. Lauren Holden, the sole captain for Lower Cape May.
And for Sterling, it's Brenna Lambert and Chanel Robinson and Dom Budd at midcourt. And now the coaches coming over and doing their pregame chat with the officials.
And it is going to be three officials tonight.
And how do they pick these officials, guys? Matt, could you shed some light on this. Are they selected? Is it based on their regular season play? How are they selected? Do you know?
I don't know how the organizations select them. The different schools go with different officiating organizations. So there's Board 34 and there's West Chapter 5 for our region. But I believe there's a Cape Atlantic, a Cumberland Cape Atlantic organization as well, which they may select from for these games. I believe the home team can bring an official. I'm not sure that's the case here, though. I don't know what organization these guys are from.
I'll speak as the baseball coach. When we go to playoff games, we get to request an official for our association. The other team gets to request one from their association. If they're with the third official, I don't know if we have to do an arm wrestling match before the game. But
I would think the home team gets two then.
And then it's up to the assigners who do it. You can put in a list of officials you request. You can put in for a list of officials that you don't want, and it's up to the assigner to then program them in.
Correct.
So, again, they're meeting at midcourt right in front of the scorer's table. Everyone, for the most part, I would say, is just about filed in. We are one of the few people, I guess we stink. We have a little bit of breathing room around us.
I think that's Mr. Schultz.
They're intimidated by us. Everybody else is wall-to-wall people around here.
And to recap the starting lineups for Sterling, it's Dom Budd, Chanel Robinson, Brenna Lambert, and Loey Naomi Carter, Jordan Wallace in the middle. As usual, no big surprises there. And then Lower Cape May, it's going to be Lizzie Selecki, Madison Gibson, Rianne Young, Carrie Wonder, and Lauren Holden are going to round out your starting five. No big surprises here either way, guys.
Yeah, and you look at, again, you know, Lower Cape May, pretty much a senior-laden team along with Lauren Holden, who we've talked about at length. And, you know, they're a veteran team. They've been in this game before last year coming up short. So, you know, they're a team that definitely obviously wants to come out on a little different end there on the of the scorebook.
And you know, if Lower Cape May is going to be successful, we know about Lauren Holden, but they're going to have some role players that are going to have to make some plays too.
Well, absolutely. You know, when you have a situation where everything's going to be basically going her way, when you think about the help defense, we talked about who's going to guard her, and the big thing is, anytime somebody comes your way, you have to leave your girl to help out with the help defense. And she's a girl who sees the whole floor, so don't think she's not going to distribute the ball, and other players are going to play a prominent role.
Well, you look at last year's game. You know, you look at a girl like Carrie Wonder. She had 8 points in that game last year. She scored 39 points all season this year. So not a girl that they look to for scoring, but in that game last year, she stepped up and had 8 points for them. So, you know, you never know who's going to step up. Like, you know, Coach mentioned earlier, she's hoping Sabrina Shankiewicz, when she steps in the game, is going to give them a lot of defensive energy.
And Matt, from an offensive standpoint, how would you characterize the differences between this year's Sterling team offensively versus last year?
This year, I would say they're a lot quicker. They shoot the ball better. We're a little more guard-laden. Last year, you had Leilani, Naomi Carter, and Jenna Scully, who did a great job for the team. But those are, you know, they were post players who, along in with Jordan, gave us a lot of size. This year, you got a lot of guard play. You got Brenna Lambert, and you got Lowy Naomi Carter, who can knock down shots. Chanel Robinson's a little shorter, but she's tough inside. You know, Dom Budd is a little more experienced than last year, so I think offensively a better squad.
We have just under two more minutes till we get to the end of our pregame show. Kevin, I think something interesting to mention. We talked about this on the way up. We'll let you take your side. Matt can have the other side. Since 2001, what's been the best Sterling girls basketball team? Kevin, you're first.
Well, since 2001, you're going to take that one out of it.
Since 2001.
I think in watching the different teams, I like this one. I like the fact that right now, the way you have multiple weapons on the outside, and with what Jordan Wallace has been able to do inside. I mean, Matt, you talked about all the different facets of their game. You've got Jordan Wallace a year older, a year more mature, and she's certainly improved her game. Dom Budd, the point guard, I think has done an outstanding job. Very impressed with what she's been able to do. I think this, looking at this team, this is best definitely since the 2001 team. Obviously, that's the best team ever. The best Sterling team.
You all got right. Less than a minute, Matt.
I'll take the other side. I'm going to go with the Monica Birch, Kylie O'Donnell team. You know, I think this team this year does some things better than that team, but Monica Birch at point guard. You know, Kylie was unbelievable. You had Rachel Hodge and Tanjay Lewis underneath. And then your fifth starter was either a young Tyra Satchel or just a freak in Anissa Sanchez, just a crazy athletic, could score, you know, could shoot a little bit, could score under the basket. They were just so athletic, and they could press you. They couldn't be pressed. You know, nobody could press Monica. It would be an interesting game if they played each other, these two teams.
Well, there's one thing, Rob, that could separate them, and that's tonight's game.
And we'll have the game as soon as we get back from this break. We'll have starting lineups, the national anthem, and all the introductions. We'll be back in about 4 or 5 minutes with the start of the South Jersey Group 2 Championship right after this. Everybody knows I got the magic in me.